Breathe in, breathe out. Get dressed, head out. Grab some friends, camp out. Get hyped up, vibe out. Take it in, let it all out. At REI Co-op, we're here for all the outs. And we want you to spend more time outside our doors than in them. Try it out, check out, then get out. REI Co-op, all out. Visit REI.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. A lot going on. And we have some great guests coming up. By the way, Sarah Carter is going to be here from Fox. Also, Mary Miller, the congresswoman from Illinois, very upset among those lawmakers, really infuriated over the covert operations of the FBI inside Catholic churches across America. Also, Congressman Dan Bishop from North Carolina is going to be here as well. So we have a lot happening around the nation today, and we're going to get to all of the big stories, plus your telephone calls. I want you to write down this telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, yesterday, I told you about a book I wrote called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And this book really does outline what's going on in this country, and it provides you with materials, with tools that you can use to fight back. And this book was so controversial when it came out that many of the Fox TV programs refused to have me on because they just did not believe some of the, and for a lack of a better word, some of the prophecies, some of the things I predicted. Every single one of them has come true. This idea of wokeness in America, of critical race theory. I warned people in this book that we were quickly approaching a time where people would be judged by the color of their skin. And a lot of the folks at Fox, the producers, thought I was way off base. And now it turns out that the book was spot on accurate. And I'm not some sort of a prophet, but I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of research. I'm a student of history. And I can tell where things are going. And I want you to get this book, is the gist of it, because you need to read this. And we have a pretty large audience listening to this radio program. And I want you to go to really wherever you get your books. But if you go to Amazon, you'll be able to order it and you'll be able to get it the next day. It's called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And folks, we've got to understand where we are right now in this country. Just last night in Franklin, Tennessee, which is a very affluent community right outside of Nashville, it's south of Nashville, and they had a huge meeting last night at the town at the town hall at City Hall. There's a raging debate over whether or not there should be a gay pride festival in their town. Now, Franklin is home to a number of country music stars. A lot of the Christian music industry is there. They have homes there. They raise their children there. And there are a lot of faith-based organizations that are there as well. And many of them are very upset that this festival is about to happen in their town, in their community, especially in light of what happened with the transgender terrorist who gunned down all the Christians at the Covenant School in Nashville. So it's getting pretty ugly. I mean, many, many people turned out at the council meeting last night overwhelmingly opposed to this festival. And yet the mayor of the community, the mayor of the town, who's a rhino, got out there and said, you know what, as much as we hate this, we're going to sign off on it. We're going to approve it. We're going to give people permission to do this. And if you could, guys, when you get a chance, just shoot me over the audio list so we'll be good to go here. So the mayor goes out there and he's saying, well, you know, I don't want to do it, but we're going to do it. Cut number four.
You know, the same First Amendment that we're talking about tonight for religious groups also applies to the pride group. You know, they do have that opportunity to express themselves, and they have the opportunity, if they want, to apply to use our parks. I'm going to vote to approve the event, and don't get up and leave yet. But I'm not finished with my statement. You know, I had a meeting recently with the applicants, and I told them, I said, you're underneath the microscope. I don't know why you want to have the event. I said, if there are attendees that are viewing something, think it's out of line, they're going to notify the police. If an act is inappropriate, they're going to stop the event. You know, I consider that I'm giving you a lifeline for this event. And here's the short line on it now. I'm going to work to make sure if you violate the trust that we're placing in you right now, that I will work as hard as I work every single day to make sure that that event never happens in Franklin again.
Well, this man is a moron. And a lot of the parents got up there and they were concerned. They had valid concerns about what's going to happen. And the only reason they have valid concerns is we have seen this play out across America where people are going, they're bringing their children to these drag shows. These grown men in pantyhose, fishnet stockings, high heels, and feather boas are literally spreading their legs and allowing children to slip dollar bills into their crotches. And so clearly moms and dads in Franklin, Tennessee are concerned about seeing that in public, and the mayor just signed off on it. I don't know, maybe the mayor's a freak or a perv. I don't know. But one mom was very upset about this, and she got very emotional. And she's making national headlines, and I want to play her audio clip here, and then I'm going to explain what she's actually talking about. Cut number two.
It started out as Pride coming in, and I thought everything would be okay. I was totally fine with them having and doing what they wanted under the laws. And it ended with a rainbow room where 8 to 12-year-old kids were given butt plugs and dildos and trained. They just got a city grant for $650,000. To be able to do more training on the children. It was horrendous. I have asked my friends there what if it's getting any better. Every single one of them are leaving. And it is a very good tax base. These conservatives are good tax base people. It was absolutely horrible to watch. You think that you're doing things based on laws, but you are doing things and you are letting Satan in. He will not take an inch. I promise you.
Thank you for your comments. He will take everything, and it will not stop. It doesn't stop.
So look, you know, people are saying, oh, this mom is ludicrous. There's no way that anybody is giving children the butt plugs and the dildos. I want to say something right now. That's actually incorrect, because they are. There was a story out of Chicago at a private school there, and the private school, this is all part of Project Veritas, actually gave the children access to these sex toys. And I'm trying to clean this up as best I can here, folks. But these are concerns that moms and dads have. Now, you may be perfectly fine with this kind of stuff, but I think it's reasonable based on what's been happening in this country with the drag queens to demand that sex acts not be performed in public. And it's shocking to hear these kinds of conversations being had, and of all places, the Bible Belt. And I think the point of all of this here is that this kind of behavior is happening all over America. And so sooner or later, you're going to have to address this in your town. And I'm wondering if it is, in fact, a losing battle right now in the culture, mainly because parents refuse to get engaged with their local schools. Yeah, we've got victories here and there, but by and large, parents are not stepping in and doing something. And by the way, this school I was telling you about in Chicago, this was part of the gay pride celebration at this school. They actually brought in an LGBT plus QIA organization to have these kinds of events with the children. So look, you can, the argument can be that, you know what? Well, yes, I support this, or no, I don't support this. But it's, you cannot say this is not an issue in America. Clearly it is, because people are coming out and people are wanting to talk about this, wherever you stand on it. Cut number one.
I don't want to see a guy twerking in front of me. I'm 60 years old. It has nothing to do with my kids. I don't want to see it.
So I don't care who you date. This is about opposing a very dark political movement.
Find a private venue or a safe space that you say you desire.
You can go to the library. You can go to my church. I don't care. Just stay out of the public venues with what you're trying to advertise.
God's word is clear that homosexuality is a sin.
Do we or do we not want sex on display in a public park here in Franklin, Tennessee?
It's only a matter of time before it turns out into what you would see in other major cities.
We're at an inflection point in this city's history and in this nation's history where pronouns are being shoved down our throats.
I'm sure you don't want to see me in a bondage gear outfit. I wouldn't look very good.
I also want to say this. This lie of being hated, gay community that's here, we love you. We don't hate you. I have friends that are gay. I grew up being surrounded by gay community.
All right. Well, so let me just say, and this needs to be said, and I think everybody needs to hear this. I don't care if you're gay or straight. I don't think you ought to be slobber-knocking in the middle of a public park on a playground where kids are around. If you had a straight pride festival and they wanted to haul out the stripper poles and twirl around in the park, yours truly would have a problem with that. And again, this is all about age appropriate sort of behavior, right? Do you really want to see this kind of stuff in a public park? Maybe you do. Maybe you have no problem with a bunch of straight people having an orgy in your local park. Me personally, yeah, I got a problem with that. And that brings me to Riley Gaines, the former NCAA champion swimmer. She was brutally attacked. She was punched and beaten by a man wearing a dress at San Francisco State University. The scene was so violent, the mob so violent, that police had to barricade her inside a classroom to protect her from the mob. So now the university's Associated Students Chapter President, Karina Zamora, is addressing the incident. By the way, the police arrested nobody. They said that a man dressed in a skirt punching a biological female was not a crime, that nothing illegal happened, even though she had to be barricaded inside the classroom for over 90 minutes, by the way. And by the way, the transgender mob demanded payment, and if they didn't get paid, they weren't going to let her out of the room. So Zamora has written a memorandum, and they're accusing TPUSA and Riley Gaines of actually being the violent people by using hateful rhetoric. She says that she condemns and stands against the hateful rhetoric and promotion of violence spread by TPUSA and Riley Gaines, as well as the confrontational behavior of the behest of campus administration. So in other words, they said they believe they have a right to beat the holy living crap out of Riley Gaines because she's a straight woman who's married. They believe that the police presence was excessive and uncalled for. And they're accusing Riley Gaines of violence by the words she uses to condemn the transgender men who are now breaking all sorts of records set by biological women. Now, at the end of the day, I want you to understand this. If we continue down this path of transgenderism, and it will lead to the elimination of biological women in women's sports. It's just a fact. If you are a basketball coach of a women's basketball team and you have the option of hiring a 7-foot-tall man who identifies as a woman, guess what's going to happen? A biological girl's getting kicked off the team. because the coaches want to win, no matter the cost. So it's a crazy world out there right now, folks. It really is. And we need to sit back and we need to figure out where we're going in this country. But if we're going to really make an impact, if we're really going to address the culture at large, and yes, there is something called decorum. There is something called respect. If we're going to get back to the basics in this country, we've got to start addressing those in our homes, and we've got to start getting involved in our local schools. Because right now, only one side is getting involved in public schools, and it's the side that hates everything that America is. And if you don't believe that, just take a look at where we are in the culture right now. And we were talking to Scott Walker about this yesterday from Young America's Foundation. We are losing that battle right now. We've got an opportunity to win it. We got to get back in there. We've got to talk about the founding principles of this country, but we're not willing to do that right now. So look, we got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You say, well, Todd, what about you? Where do you stand on all these permits? Look, if you're going to be law-abiding and you're not going to have a porno fest, what do I care? You're granted those rights under the U.S. Constitution. Gay, straight, doesn't matter. You're allowed to have those things, but you're not allowed to perform pornography in public. By the way, that is against the law in Tennessee. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Jerry the Liberal in Milwaukee on the line. Hey, Jerry, what's up today?
Hey, Todd, I don't completely disagree with you on this. What I agree with you on this, as long as they abide by the law, or, you know, they cannot be overly sexual. I hold them to no different standard than to know any non-LGBT group. You know, you have to abide by the law. So that's fine. But what I hear of many of, like the people who are testifying against this, and I've heard this, like in Wisconsin when we were going to ban same-sex marriage, people saying, well, this should be banned because of my religion. I don't like this because of my religion. So I'm going to use the government to violate the free speech, the freedom of assembly rights of this group, this being gays in this case, because I don't like that group. This I vehemently oppose. You can't use the government just because you don't like a group or not a theocracy. So I oppose that very idea that the government should be a tool of any religion.
Yeah, look, as long as, you know, you're not doing the boot scooting boogie and buttless leather champs, what do I care? But in all honesty, Jerry, but to your point, you and I actually agree on this because, to your point, there are some religions that believe drinking beer is a sin. And right. What if you had a group? What if that same group went and tried to cancel the local beer festival? So, yeah, no, I see what you're saying. As long as they're abiding by the laws, I don't care. But I do understand the concerns that are raised by these parents because this has been a big issue in Tennessee and, you know, in other parts of the country.
Right, yeah. I mean, again, it would be different if it's in that private venue than, you know, more relaxed laws.
Yeah.
But all All I want is the same laws applied for gay people as everyone else.
All right, Jerry. Hey, by the way, a bunch of Republicans coming your way in August. Fox News announcing the first debate in Milwaukee. We're going to talk about that. Apparently, there's a big controversy over the first RNC debate. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show. Just when you thought it could not get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. And for my listeners, an exclusive. The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes for the buy one, get one free offer and enter the promo code Starnes. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on this very busy day. By the way, speaking of rhinos, the governor of Tennessee, who's a Republican, actually just issued an executive order, and the Democrats are loving this. They are celebrating Tennessee Governor Bill Lee. He signed an executive order yesterday that will strengthen background checks for gun purchases, and he also called on lawmakers to pass a red flag law that would remove guns from dangerous people. Now, the question is, okay, well, who are the dangerous people? First of all, dangerous people, if they really are dangerous, should not have access to a gun in the first place. And how many times have we already seen in other states red flag laws being used to take guns away from law-abiding American citizens who simply have a difference of opinion on issues ranging from the local school board to Democrat policies, you name it? We have seen this time and time again where the red flag laws have been abused by Democrats and by the government. So Governor Bill Lee decided to embrace the Democrats and their policies. Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, there really is such a thing as a rhino. And I will say this about Bill Lee, who we have invited on this program several times over the past year or so, but he refuses to come back on because we have called him out on some of his left-wing policies. And a lot of these Republicans do not like to be corrected. You either bow down and accept the fact that they're betraying voters, or you get the boot. You get the heave-ho. I'd rather get the heave-ho. At least I can sleep well at night. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I want to get to this story about the Fox News debate. And this is really causing a big controversy on social media. Fox News is holding a presidential debate for the Republicans. This is going to be in August in Milwaukee. And they are partnering with the Young Americas Foundation. And we just had Scott Walker on yesterday. Scott's a good guy. But a lot of the MAGA America First crowd is really upset over all of this, and they don't believe that Donald Trump is going to get a fair shake here because Fox News is hosting it and Young America's Foundation is involved. Specifically, they're concerned that Paul Ryan would be influential in the planning and the preparation of the debate, and Paul Ryan is on record for taking down Donald Trump. But they also say that Young America's Foundation is pro Mike Pence. And I don't think that's necessarily the case. I mean, Mike Pence is certainly one of their speakers. And I think they host a podcast, but that doesn't necessarily mean they are endorsing Mike Pence for the presidency. At least not that I've heard of. So I'm not quite sure why people are so riled. Just every time somebody says something that, and it's not even against Trump, they're just like, you know what? Ron DeSantis would make a good president. You're a liberal. Wait, what? When did that happen? I mean, you may not like Mike Pence, but he did what he did, but he's still a good guy. You're a liberal. Whoa, wait a second. What? There's no wiggle room here. And again, I've endorsed President Trump. I think he should be the next president. I get the emails all the time. You're like, wait a second. What just happened here? Come on now. So there you go. We're going to keep tabs on this, but folks are very upset about this. Very upset. We'll keep you updated. 844-747-8868, our telephone number. Governor Mike Huckabee now getting involved in this big fight over at the Tennessee legislature. A lot of weird stuff is happening in Tennessee right now. I don't know what's going on, what's in the water. But Governor Huckabee said if J6 was an insurrection, then so was what happened at the Tennessee Capitol. Now, I will tell you this, and you're not going to hear this on the national news. The Speaker of the House in Tennessee has faced death threats, violent threats against his life and the life of his family. Several of the Republican lawmakers have been beaten and they've been punched. They've been spit on. They've been blockaded in rooms. State troopers were dispatched to protect the lawmakers and to keep the rampaging mob out of the Tennessee State Capitol. And so today, one of the expelled lawmakers, a guy by the name of Justin Pearson, is going to be reinstated. The Shelby County Commission of Memphis is set to vote sometime during this show. And you know they're going to send this guy back because the Republicans here don't like to be accused of racism. And that's how they've portrayed all of this, that this is nothing more than racism, that white people in Tennessee hate black people and don't believe black people should be serving in the state capitol. It's the craziest, looniest thing. And so we had some audio yesterday. This happened late in the show, but I got to play this for you because it really does set the stage for what's really going on here. So this guy, Justin Pearson, he was wearing the dashiki, the African garb, violating decorum rules in the state capitol, got the big afro, he preaches, he's got that black preacher voicing going on, Malcolm X, half MLK, and it's really bizarre. So back in 2016, though, when he was a college student, Mr. Pearson acted and behaved very differently. As a matter of fact, he wore a suit. He did not have the afro thing going on. He did not speak in the so-called black preacher sing-song voice. You can hear it for yourself, Cut 8.
Justin J. Pearson, and I'm running for president of BSG. There are a few reasons that we're running this campaign this year. One has to do with representation. How can we represent all voices in a conversation? I wanted to do this by partnering with organizations from the Boone Democrats to the Boone Republicans. I want to bring together different voices, dissenting voices, voices that may be more liberal or more conservative, in order that we can reach a point of sort of the radical middle.
Seemed like the NRA and gun lobbyists might win. But oh, that was good news for us. I don't know how long this Saturday in the state of Tennessee might last. But oh, we have good news, folks. We've got good news that Sunday always comes.
There you go. So that, I mean, what changed? Basically, this guy is pulling a black Hillary. And if you say, well, Tom, what do you mean by black Hillary? Well, I'm going to take us back to 2007. Hillary Clinton speaking to a black congregation, cut number 10.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Sandy Cortez, also known as AOC.
All right, listen, okay, listen.
Listen. Thank you, Speedy Gonzalez. You see what pandering looks like? Can you imagine any Republican going out there and doing something like that? They would have been thrown out of the country. But this is what we're dealing with. You people of Memphis, Tennessee, you people got played. You got played by this guy. By the way, Justin Pearson, this guy claims that he's oppressed, impoverished. Folks, the guy comes from a well-to-do family. His father is a pastor. And he was sent to a private college where the tuition is $75,000 a year. Does that sound like oppression to you? And this is what we're dealing with in politics in this country. It's pretty despicable. It's pretty despicable, if you ask me. But again, just to give you a little flavor, we have another cut of Justin Pearson.
I'm Justin J. Pearson.
Yes, I tell you, it was a sad day on Saturday.
There are a few reasons that we're running this campaign this year.
But oh, we have good news, folks. We've got good news that Sunday always comes.
There are many issues that we can work together to solve.
And every one of us, in order to make the state of Tennessee the place that it ought to be in. So I've still got hope because I know we...
And let's chart ourselves to a better future.
We are still here and we will never quit.
So let me explain what's going on here. This guy's in his mid-20s. The other guy that got expelled in his mid-20s, both black guys. They have been weaponized, and they were weaponized in their schools. This is what critical race theory looks like in practice, in real time. This idea that you are oppressed and the white man is the oppressor. This is what it looks like in real time. And so my warning to you across the country is you better get ready because these folks are going to be elected to your state legislatures, your city councils. And this is how they will govern. By the way, they haven't introduced any meaningful legislation at all. All they're doing at the state capitol is rabble-rousing. Mr. Pearson, a professional community organizer, just like his Lord and Savior, Chicago Jesus, Barack Hussein Obama. That's what's really going on here. And a lot of folks shy away from this, but we got to confront it head-on, people. We've got to, because we cannot allow that to become the norm in this country. All right, let's go to the phones. Jerry in Tennessee, KWAM, our great affiliate there. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call again. I wanted to, comment on your comments about the Governor Lee and his being a rhino and his unbelievable stance on red flag laws in this executive order. I agree with you 100%. I'm not really from here. I moved here from the north. I've always thought that Governor Lee was a bit of a squish, and I think he's proved it now. And I just thought maybe, I'm not putting this very eloquently, maybe you could shape this thing up, that I believe Tennessee has a supermajority, and I believe that Tennessee, that those legislature could override any kind of a veto. Therefore, couldn't they override any kind of a stupid order that Lee comes up with regarding red flag laws?
Well, the legislature will have to decide on the red flag law. Here's the problem, Jerry. Yeah, we do have a supermajority of Republicans, but we've got a good many rhinos in that mix. So there's no guarantee that will happen. And to your point, Governor Lee has yet to come out and defend his own party, who was smeared as a bunch of cross-burning Klansmen by these yahoos up at the state capitol. The governor has been quiet, silent.
It really is shocking, and I hope that you can remind people, and maybe I can call from time to time, remind people that we've got to stiffen up, that this thing that's going on in Nashville right now, which I personally believe is unconstitutional, of putting these guys back in, because the Constitution, I've talked to you about this before, indicates, it says the successor can be named, successor this, successor that, successor the other thing. These people are not succeeding themselves. You can't succeed yourself. I don't know why this is happening, but it's indicative or predictive of what's going to happen in the future. These Republicans got to stiffen their spines because Lee is a squish. He's a rhino. You're exactly right, and I just wanted to say I hope people call their elected legislatures and tell them to stiffen up. That we've got it. We're losing this thing. If they're going to put these guys back, we're losing. And they're coming for the guns next.
Oh, big time. The big time they're coming for the guns. And I, again, I just want someone to explain to me how these new laws are would have stopped what happened in Nashville a couple of weeks ago. And they can't do it. They cannot do it. Okay. Enforce the laws that are already on the books.
You are right, sir.
All right, Jerry, got to run. Appreciate that call. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring, like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This is funny. So Elon Musk sat down with a reporter from the BBC. And what's interesting about this was a hastily arranged interview. And Elon Musk was on this guy like a pit bull on a pork chop. And it was beautiful. Let's take a listen.
Content you don't like or hateful? What do you mean to describe a hateful thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just content that will solicit a reaction, something that may include something that is slightly racist or slightly sexist, those kinds of things.
So you think if something is slightly sexist, it should be banned?
Is that what
you're saying?
I'm not saying anything.
I'm just curious. I'm trying to understand what you mean by hateful content, and I'm asking for specific examples. And you just said that if something is slightly sexist, that's hateful content. Does that mean that it should be banned?
Well, you've asked me whether my feed, whether it's got less or more. I'd say it's got slightly more.
That's why I'm asking for examples. Can you name one example?
I honestly don't need
a single example.
I'll tell you why, because I don't actually use that for you feed anymore, because I just don't particularly like it.
But you
and
said
actually, a lot of people are quite similar. I only look at my
You said you've seen more hateful content, but you can't name a single example, not even one.
I'm not sure I've used that feed for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
How did you see the hateful content?
Because I've been using Twitter since you've taken it over for the last 6 months.
Okay, so then you must have at some point seen that you've poured your hateful content. I'm asking for one example.
Right.
And you can't give a single one.
And I'm saying, sir,
that you don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Yes, because you can't give me a single example of hateful content, not even one tweet, and yet you claimed that the hateful content was high.
Well,
that's a false.
No, what I claimed.
You just lied.
What I claimed was, there are many organizations that say that that kind of information is on the rise. Now, whether it has on my feed
or example.
Not, I mean, I, right, and
literally
if you look at someone like the Strategic Dialogue Institute in the UK, they will say that.
People will say all sorts of nonsense. I'm literally asking for a single example, and you can't name one.
Right, and as I already said, I don't use that feed. But I don't think this is getting anywhere.
You literally said you experienced more hateful content, and then couldn't name a single example.
Right, and as I said,
that's absurd.
I haven't actually looked at that feed.
Then how would you know if it's hateful content?
Because I'm saying that's what I saw a few weeks ago. I can't give you an exact example. Let's move on.
Somebody got his crumpets in a twist. Beautiful. Thank you, Elon Musk. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is how you deal with these wackos in the mainstream media. You go right for the jugular every single time. Call them out, and good for you. And this BBC reporter was trying to convince Elon Musk, there's more hate on Twitter now than there has been at any other time in Twitter history. And Elon Musk says, okay, where's the evidence? And the reporter could not produce the evidence. God bless you, Elon Musk. Twitter's still a mess, but good for you. By the way, NPR, National Public Welfare Radio, has signed off of Twitter. They're no longer on Twitter. And that's because they were labeled government-funded media. Now, here there's a reason why they've been labeled government-funded media. Because NPR gets funding from the government. I get a little riled up over this because I own a radio station and my tax dollars are going to fund my competition. Again, not that incessant woke droning from NPR is competition, but that's not the point. So NPR is saying, well, we've got to protect our credibility. So we're pulling all 52 of our official Twitter feeds. And that's why they've gone silent on Twitter. Now, it seems to me that if NPR, National Public Welfare Radio, is truly concerned about their credibility, maybe they ought to just go silent on their broadcast signal. All right, I got to take a break here. Wow. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Our website is toddstarns.com. Hey, check that out. Get some information on our upcoming trip to Israel. You're going to love it. We'll be right back, America.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring. Like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Trust you're doing well today, and thank you for making us your choice, noon to 3 Eastern. Wow, do we have a lot going on. Hey, by the way, I want to encourage you to check out our website, toddstarnes.com. Information at the top of the page about our upcoming trip to Israel. And it's going to be a wonderful time. We're going to be taking at least 100 of you to Israel, 7 days, 7 nights in the Holy Land. Also, special meetings with Israeli government officials and some of my friends, folks you know, their names are very familiar. They live in Israel, and it's just going to be a wonderful trip. toddstarnes.com. If you would like more information. Well, folks, we are now 1 month away from Biden ending Title 42. And the rumblings are that we could have as many as 400,000 illegals at the border every month. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our next guest knows what's happening down there, probably more so than any other journalist in the country. She is a Fox News investigative reporter. She is the author of a brand new children's book called The Amazing Club Awesome Sauce. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Our good friend, Sarah Carter. Hey, Sarah, how's it going?
It's so great to hear your voice, Todd. So great to be with you. And it's going great, other than the fact that I feel like we're in a constant battle for the soul of America. It's been great. Great Easter, and I hope you had a wonderful Easter as well.
Had a wonderful Easter. The family gathered at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, the Grand Hotel of the South. So can't get much nicer than that down here. And we've got to get you back down to Memphis one of these days.
Oh, absolutely. I love Memphis. I love the barbecue in Memphis. Although Texas, I'm here in Texas now, and there's always that battle between who has the best, right? Who has the best barbecue, Memphis or Texas?
No, there's no debate, Sarah. It's Memphis. Go ahead.
So, I'll let you have it since you're in charge of the show.
Let's move along quickly. We don't want to cause panic in Memphis. I want to talk about the border. You have really done an amazing job broadcasting down there, and I'm curious to know after months of being down there, what are your observations? What do we need to know about what's happening along our border?
I just got to tell you, it's complete and utter chaos. And I believe this is a purposeful on the part of the Biden administration. You did bring up the fact that Title 42 is about to end. It's a month away. We know people have been piling up on the other side of the border. Those are people that have been trafficked to come into the United States illegally. So many children, so many women, so many men, people that have not been properly vetted. People from all over the world. And right now, I mean, by the end of the Biden administration, we're looking at numbers way over 5 million entering the United States and over 1 million known gotaways, Todd. So this is people that we know have gotten away, people that are in the United States that have never been properly vetted. This is a huge problem. It's a national security problem. It is a disaster for the Western Hemisphere. And I can tell you that traveling, it's not just in America. You see the issues across the board. This open border policy has created a disaster all through Central America. It's a global problem because now we have people coming from as far away as, you know, and in droves from as far away as China. We've seen a lot of Chinese migrants coming across the border, these long journeys, arduous journeys. And by the way, some of the people that are coming across the border are being vetted because our intelligence apparatus is not only looking for criminals and our law enforcement apparatus, but they're looking for spies, people who may be crossing into our country with, you know, nefarious ideas. Like, what do they want to do here? Why are they coming here? So this has become a problem that the DHS has refused to do anything about. Alejandro Mayorkas, we have over 107,000 children in the United States and people that have died from overdose, opioid overdose, as well as opioid poisoning, that is counterfeit pills with fentanyl on our streets that have killed our citizens. So I can't begin to stress how dangerous a time we are living in. And the failure of the Biden administration to actually do its job and follow the law. This is about lawlessness. That's what it is. This is about lawlessness and with a giant capital L.
No, you're absolutely right about this. And again, without secure borders, we cannot have a sovereign nation. I mean, we've heard this over and over again. This was sort of the benchmark of the Trump administration's border policies. Build the walls, secure the border, and it's not happening. And I'm wondering, Sarah, we saw some gains among Republicans in Texas. I'm wondering if you're hearing from Democrats who are just as frustrated as the rest of us.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've heard Democrats like Henry Cuellar. We've seen what's happened in Arizona with Kyrsten Sinema. You know, others that are on the ground, local politicians, you know, from McAllen to Yuma, Arizona, or I could say, you know, from Laredo, Texas to Yuma, Arizona. We are seeing people speak up and speak out. And many of the Tejanos and, who live here in Texas that have been here for generations are saying we need to put a stop to this. We can see that because their fence lines are being torn down, you know, our ranches. There's destruction on the property. There's concern about the safety and the well-being of families. Many times you'll have groups of men coming across the border and trying to enter people's homes, coming into the home for the purpose of stealing or maybe finding water. We have also seen the highest numbers of deaths along the border, Todd, where we have, you know, migrants that are losing their lives. And imagine what it's going to be like when the weather shifts again after the spring and the summer months hit. And along the Rio Grande Valley, in the Rio Grande Valley sector, the temperatures will be soaring. Dehydration, loss of, people get lost in that vast wilderness. This is a tough area to cross, especially if you're up at Big Bend, a national park. We've seen people lost to the point where they die. They have no way to reach anyone or any. So there is nothing about this. There is nothing about this open border policy under the Biden administration that is remotely redeemable. And I think, you know, it was very difficult. You know, I was with Brave Books and I reached out to them and said, I really want to be able to put a book together that deals with the border, that talks about rules, right? And together with Brave Books, I was able to come up with this concept, you know, joining the Amazing Club Awesome Sauce, because America is awesome. And there is a reason why everybody in the world, even our forefathers, wanted this nation, want to be a part of this nation, and want to support a part of this nation. But you do it the right way. You do it with rule of law. And you do it by protecting this country as well and protecting those that are coming into it. And you can't do that with lawlessness. You can't do that when you have a border that is overwhelmed with drug cartels and human traffickers and fentanyl. And God only knows what is happening to these poor children that are being trafficked. And we already know what's happening to our children. We can see the death and destruction in the wake of a lawless border all across our country.
It's huge.
And it is. It is. It's huge. And I think my book does it in a way that's really sweet. We have characters that are all part of Freedom Island. And, you know, we teach our children that rules matter. It's simple virtues, right? Simple lessons in life and lessons that we as adults should learn. By the way, it's a lesson that President Biden should learn. President Biden should go back to the simplest things, with the lessons we learned in kindergarten, right? You do things the right way. You follow the rules. You protect one another. You know, the only thing I can assume, Todd, is that this Biden administration wants this lawlessness. They want people to just flood our country. But then who's going to pay the price for all of the death and destruction that is left in its wake?
And, Sarah,
and who's going to pay the price
and Sarah,
if
just
a terrorist is entered?
Oh, absolutely. And just think about the poor guy, the poor rancher out in Arizona, George Kelly.
Right.
Here's a guy facing jail for simply defending his property against illegal aliens. And the prosecution there in Arizona says, well, they weren't armed. It doesn't matter. They're in the country illegally. They invaded our nation. They were on this man's property. And he has no idea what those people are capable of doing. But again, it just goes to show you one set of rules for the illegals and the Democrats and another set for all of us law-abiding citizens.
Absolutely true. And by the way, when I talk to you about the ranchers, I have seen so much video. Ranchers have, of course, had to put cameras all over their property, and the farmers have had to put cameras all over their property. And there are so many instances where I've seen with my own eyes groups of migrants, all men, surrounding a home where a woman is in her house with her children, calling her husband on the phone, you know, begging for someone to get over there because these men are trying to push the door open, they're banging on windows. And this happens quite frequently. And so your life really is at the mercy of people you don't even know. And what about our lives? What about the American people and the people in this country that did everything the right way to get here? And they have to mean something too. It has to mean something for all of us. And I think, Todd, when we see what's been happening at the border, and you're right, under President Trump, it was the first time in the nearly 20 plus years that I've covered the border, and that's a long time, that I've actually seen a president of the United States, a lawmaker, actually mean what they say. And he didn't just do it for us. He did it for them too, because he realized, and I know this for a fact, talking to people that were close to the president and actually talking to the president himself, I know for a fact that he cared about the fact that these people were being abused, that there is modern day slavery, that children are being abducted and being sold on these horrible sex trafficking rings, these monsters. When are we going to stand up to that and put a stop to it and protect the Western Hemisphere from all of the tragedy that this policy has created?
It's a great question. And Sarah, we're going to have to leave it there. Congratulations on the new book. This is exciting. The Amazing Club Awesome Sauce. And
yes, you
can get a copy wherever you get your books, or we've got a direct link to it on our live show blog. Sarah, was it fun? I mean, it's hard writing books, but it's even harder writing a children's book.
Right. It's so much fun. Yeah, it is harder writing a children's book because they are the biggest critics, right? They will tell you exactly how they feel about it. And the kids love this book. One of the characters is named Anna after my daughter, Anna Lee, and her father is Kenny after my husband's first guide dog, Kenny, after my husband was blinded. It's just such an amazing book. And they can go to bravebooks.com to get the book directly and exclusively there. You'll get it for free if you get the series of books. This is just such a wonderful place for parents to get God books that are focused on virtue, on God, on our nation. And it also has like a back end where they can work with their children on it and really talk about these issues. Spend less time in front of the TV and more time reading books.
Amen to that. I love it. All right. Well, Sarah, we're going to leave it there. Always great hearing from you. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you so much, Todd.
All right, Sarah Carter, ladies and gentlemen, may I just say she is an American treasure. And the work she does as an investigative journalist, host of the Sarah Carter Show, by the way, sarahacarter.com, her website, that's sarahacarter.com. And, of course, you see her on Fox News all the time. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. I just wanted to give you an update. We were encouraging you to get a copy of Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Folks, you have done a phenomenal job. As a matter of fact, I think we're about 100 books away from actually being number one on Amazon. So if you have not gone over to Amazon, get yourself a copy of my book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. This is an important read for you to understand where we are in the country right now and where we are about to go if we don't change course. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today's forecast, expect a steady breeze with 100% chance of twisting down those country back roads gleefully on your motorcycle. Some will want you, others will want to be you, and animals everywhere will yearn for opposable thumbs just to work that throttle like you do. Oh, nature's cruel design. That's your forecast, back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with 24/7 roadside assistance from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
All right, I want to welcome back all of our listeners and especially our viewers as well on Rumble and Getter and also Facebook Live. We'd love for you to follow us on Rumble. You know, we got booted on YouTube. Our crime was sharing a video produced by President Trump, and it was pretty innocuous. But YouTube banned us, and so now we're very proud to be on Rumble. And we're doing great. We're getting thousands of people joining us, and we certainly welcome all of you folks. By the way, thank you also for heading over to Amazon, getting a copy of Culture Jihad. It would be great to make it the number one book in the country by the end of the show. And we've got enough people in this audience to make that happen. Hey, folks, we talk a lot about critical race theory, Marxism, and militant secularism, and these are the movements that are threatening the future of America. Now, many of you want to know, okay, what do we do and how can we push back? And that's why I want to tell you about this great conference coming up April 21st through the 23rd. It's sponsored by our good friend Alex McFarland. It's called Truth for a New Generation, and they're sponsoring an apologetics and biblical worldview conference in Paris, Tennessee. No, not Paris, France, Paris, Tennessee. But they do have like a little miniature Eiffel Tower. It's very nice. So I want to encourage you to go to alexmcfarland.com. That's Alex, A-L-E-X, McFarland, M-C-F-A-R-L-A-N-D.com. alexmcfarland.com and register for the conference. Very inexpensive. And get this, it's for all ages. So they actually have a track for kids, for teenagers, and for adults. So it's really for the whole family. Again, alexmcfarland.com. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. You know, we talked a lot about crime. San Francisco Whole Foods shutting down their downtown store. So now downtown San Francisco is a food desert. And the people are frustrated. They're angry. They don't know what to do. And I'm trying to tell you, you got to stop voting for the Democrats. That's it. The defund the police, anti-cop Democrats, you've got to stop voting for these people. I mean, at some point, you have to ask yourself, why in the world are these Democrats complaining when they know exactly what the problem is? You're spending $20, $25 million a year in San Francisco for poop patrols. They literally travel the streets and sidewalks cleaning up human poop. Nobody wants to see that. Come on. Going to the bathrooms at Whole Foods, they got crack pipes and needles everywhere. Staffers are getting robbed and harassed. So, yeah, they're shutting it down. By the way, it's not just Whole Foods. You've got Walmart and Cracker Barrel in Portland, Oregon, another godforsaken lawless city. And now word is coming that even in Chicago, they're shutting down four Walmarts. Coming up after the break, we'll play some audio of that. But I'm telling you, folks, it's bad out there. And it is getting worse. In Memphis, Tennessee, last night, the city council, they just banned police from enforcing basic traffic laws. They're calling it driver equity. It's, folks, I'm telling you, the Democrats are going to destroy this country if we don't step up. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our number. We'll be right back.
Breathe in, breathe out. Get dressed, head out. Grab some friends, camp out. Get hyped up, vibe out. Take it in, let it all out. At REI Co-op, we're here for all the outs. And we want you to spend more time outside our doors and in them. Try it out, check out, then get out. REI Co-op, all out. Visit REI.com.
Radio program. I want to circle back to this Walmart story, and I'm wondering, in your communities, in your towns, have you noticed businesses starting to shut down, move out of town because of the crime? Give us a call, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, Walmart, this is from ABC7 in Chicago. Walmart announcing they're going to be shutting down a couple of their stores.
Retail giant Walmart announcing the closure of four Chicago stores effective on April 16th. The news delivering a big blow to many who've come to rely on those stores.
WGN's Julian Cruz is live at the Chatham Supercenter with more. Julian.
Well, devastated by this news. Now, this Chatham Supercenter store is just one of four stores set to close on April 16th of this year, 2023, coming up real fast. The Kenwood Neighborhood Market store at 4720 South Cottage Grove will shut down. Lakeview Neighborhood Market at 2844 North Broadway also on the list to close, with Little Village Neighborhood Market at 2551 West Cermak shutting down as well.
And the reason why is crime. They have had the stores have been hit with shoplifters, with thefts, and it's devastating to these businesses, including the large businesses like Walmart. Walmart issued a statement. This is stunning. They opened the first Walmart there nearly 17 years ago, and they've never been profitable. The stores lose tens of millions of dollars a year, and the problem is, over the last 5 years, the losses have nearly doubled. And they say there are four Walmarts left in the Chicago area, and even those stores are now in jeopardy. One local customer said, this is terrible. Target left, now Walmart's gone. We don't have anything in our community anymore. And why is that? Well, it's because of crime. Maybe folks in the neighborhood ought to be rising up, and instead of calling out Walmart, and by the way, everybody's going after Walmart. Well, you know what? Walmart has to pay its bills. So does Target, or Target, if you will. They all have to pay their bills. And if they can't pay their bills, guess what? Everybody's out of a job. From ABC7, Alderman Howard Brookings fought to get Walmart into the area after it reopened after the civil unrest in 2020. He says, to hear today, a couple of hours ago, they're going to close, a profound disappointment. They've made all these improvements. They put in an academy. It's hard to believe they're going to close it all down. It's just going to be a huge vacant space. Doesn't have to be. It did not have to be. The mayor-elect, radical progressive Brandon Johnson, released a statement saying it will leave a void in the communities, especially stores located in communities that historically lacked options for grocery stores and pharmacies. May I just say, based on Mayor-elect Johnson's hatred of the police and defunding of the police that's about to happen, I suspect more big box stores are going to be getting the heck out of the Windy City. By the way, this is a fascinating story. From last night, I don't know why all this news coming out of Tennessee. The Memphis City Council has decided to address what they call racial profiling in traffic stops. So they say that the majority of traffic stops in Memphis have impacted the black community. Well, there's a reason for that. Memphis is predominantly a black city. So therefore, you are going to have more people of one skin color getting pulled over because there are more of them on the streets. It could be, look, if 90% of Memphis, Tennessee was Asian American, you could have Asian Americans say, well, wait a second, far too many Asian Americans are getting pulled over. So they voted on something last night. It's called the Driver Equity Plan. And they're going to forbid police officers from pulling anyone over with an expired tag, a broken taillight, a bumper that's barely hanging onto the car. You are not going to be able to pull that person over. Yes, Dylan, I know it's a crime. It's against the law, I know. But they're telling the police you can't pull those people over because that could be racism. So here's my question, and I have yet to get this answered. If this is all about equity, so let's just say, I'm going to throw out a number. Let's just say 30%, so you've got 30% of the city is white. So is the city council now saying that police will only be able to pull over the same amount of drivers? So if you've got, let's say you've got 300 whites that have been pulled over, you're only allowed during the year to pull over 300 black motorists. That's it. Anything above that, even if they're breaking the law, it doesn't matter because everything has to be fair. It has to be equitable. That's what the city council of Memphis is saying. By the way, six other cities across the nation have implemented similar policies. Do you think that's going to make people safer? They talk about lawlessness, so what they're literally doing is instead of addressing the people breaking the law, they just simply do away with the laws. Therefore, you have no more lawlessness because you have no more laws. I need an aspirin, a BC powder, please. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, except that we need Donald John Trump back in the White House. We need somebody in the White House who's going to be able to stand up to these radical progressives. Folks, they are literally dismantling and destabilizing our nation. Take a look. We had just had Sarah Carter on. Why do you think they want 400,000 illegal aliens a month to cross that border? They want to destabilize our country. Now, folks, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. I think we all want our families to be able to go to dinner safely. We want to be able to go out and get gasoline in our car without getting carjacked, right? We want our kids to be able to go out on the playground and enjoy the merry-go-round and the tether ball. Yes, I said it, tether ball, safely without getting shot, right? That's not a Democrat or a Republican issue. That's an American thing. So why can we not come together, set aside our political differences, and address the big elephant in the room before the big elephant gets shot down? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. You know, we were talking about President Trump. Oh, I've got to play this audio here. Where is my... I'm finding my list here. I've misplaced it somewhere. So President Trump was on Tucker Carlson's show last night. Tucker went down to Mar-a-Lago, did the interview, and yesterday at the Easter egg roll, President Biden was asked by Al Roker whether or not he was going to run. And here's President Trump reacting to all of that.
Do you think Biden will stay in the race?
Look, I watch him just like you do. And I think it's almost inappropriate for me to say it. I don't see how it's possible. But there's something wrong. I saw his answer today on television about whether or not he was going to run to a very nice guy named Al Roker. I mean, you can't get a softer question than that. That was a long answer talking about the eggs and the this and that. Look, I don't think he can.
That's brilliant. I don't think he can. Yeah, I'm with him. Do you see Joe Biden actually mounting a presidential run? I mean, what was that? And we heard this audio. We played it yesterday. Joe Biden and Al Roker. It was insane. I mean, Biden's all over the place. And I'm not sure he's going to be able to make it. I know they prop him up. They juice him up every day before they get him out of the bed. And I don't know if they use IVs or they slip it into the porridge and the Jell-O. I don't know. But they're clearly giving the guy something. But meds will only take you so far. But something's not right with that guy. And I love it. He's right on the money. By the way, do you really see anybody mounting a successful campaign against Donald John Trump on the Republican side? Do you? I mean, if it was DeSantis, he would be making gains right now, but he's not. Nobody is. All right. After the indictment, we saw what happened. Big media, the spin all against Trump. But Newsmax is different. They've been leading the way in real news, which is why I watch Newsmax. They've got a poll. They want you to participate. They want to know if you still support President Trump in 2024. And you can vote right now. Text the word SKIP to 39747. That SKIP to 39747 literally takes a minute. And be sure to watch Newsmax. Great hosts like Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling. Newsmax on all major cable systems and streaming TVs. So be sure to vote in the Newsmax poll about President Trump. Text SKIP to 39747.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring. Like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
All right, that's what it sounds like right now on the streets of Memphis, Tennessee. At least 1,000, maybe more, protesters marching in downtown. If you're in downtown, maybe you're listening to us, you might want to stay out of that area. The Shelby County Commission here will decide and will vote within the next 40 minutes or so on whether or not to send Justin Pearson back to the Tennessee State Capitol. Now, here in studio, our news anchor at KWAM, the flagship radio station, Ben Dieter. And Ben, I know you guys have been covering this around the clock. What can you tell us about this looming vote?
Really.
All right. Well, hold on. We'll figure out a microphone.
There we go. All right. So really, the entire country is looking at Tennessee today. I mean, you have the national media here. I know ABC, MSNBC, they're taking, and you've got to think of your local governments. You don't typically see those meetings live streamed, broadcast on network television. Well, here in Shelby County, here in Nashville, they're broadcasting these local government proceedings, and it's because of this so-called Tennessee 3. Gloria Johnson, who wasn't expelled, is also here in Memphis, standing alongside the two black lawmakers, and she says this is really today about elevating their voices.
Well, there's a majority Democrat rule on the county commission, but my understanding is some black lawmakers here locally are really upset with Justin Pearson, and the black community at large, especially in his district, is incredibly upset with the guy.
Justin Pearson will need about 7 votes. We'll need a 7-vote majority by Shelby County commissioners. And as Todd, you mentioned, it is held by Democrats. But we've been talking to them behind closed doors, and even Democrats on the Shelby County Commission say he does not represent a lot of the black caucus that is in Nashville. He, of course, took the place of a remarkable woman here in Tennessee. She had been the longest serving representative in Tennessee. Barbara Cooper was her name. He actually replaced her seat, and they say he's been a disgrace to her seat.
And yet they may end up having to send him back because they don't want the city to burn down.
Because ultimately, this is now about race. I know Justin Pearson just took to the podium, and one of the things he said is Cameron Sexton, who is the House Speaker, joined the show not long ago, Todd. He said Cameron Sexton wants to turn Tennessee back to the KKK Tennessee. I mean, the vitriol, the rhetoric coming from these three is just unbelievable, and it's sickening if you actually understand the story, which is this had nothing to do with race. This had everything to do with these unruly lawmakers breaking House decorum rules.
It's really sad that this is happening, but I think it's an illustration of mob rule, and I appreciate what Governor Mike Huckabee had to say. He was on Newsmax last night. He said, look, if January 6th was an insurrection, then what happened at the Tennessee State Capitol is an insurrection. I'm curious, though, what about Republicans here in Tennessee? Where are they standing on this? The governor's been pretty quiet about it.
Well, it's been portrayed in the national media as if you are not for these three Democratic lawmakers, you are against democracy. Like you heard coming back from break, no justice, no peace. This is what democracy looks like. I don't know, Todd, does democracy look like breaking all the rules on the House? If so, then anybody that broke the proceedings on January 6th should be let out of jail. All right. If that's what democracy looks like.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. And it's just, again, shocking this is happening here. Lawlessness in the state capitol. And again, I think this is a reflection of critical race theory. And again, Justin Pearson portrays himself as this impoverished, oppressed individual, when in fact he went to a $75,000 a year private school in Maine and comes from a fairly well-to-do family.
Mm-hmm. And then when you look at just how insane and sacrilegious this one has been. I mean, he just got up there and said, after crucifixion comes resurrection. Okay, Holy Week is over. And they keep on referring back to themselves as though they've been crucified. And now if they get sent back to the state house, they will somehow be resurrected. All the spiritual innuendos, they've got to stop. But you're right. This is totally a result of curriculums. These kids, and I call them kids and no disrespect to these lawmakers, but we're talking about 25-year-olds. So they just got out of college not long ago, and everything they say sounds exactly what they're being taught in not just college, but your kids' high schools and elementary schools.
This is all about the blacks being oppressed and the whites being the oppressor, which is critical race theory 101. This is Black Lives Matter. And we just have to hope and pray that, you know, Memphis doesn't burn down, which, quite frankly, could be the threat that if you do not send him back, then we are going to cause mayhem. And that's a very real concern out there.
For Republican commissioners here, I think there's a lot of pressure on them today. And so hoping they do the right thing. Again, this comes back to who has the larger microphone, and Justin Pearson, one of the Dem lawmakers from Memphis, said, listen, they tried to silence our voices, so we're just going to take the bullhorn and scream right back. That is what this is all about. If they do not send a message, and Republicans send a message that at the end of the day, laws are laws and laws cannot be broken, we'll see these three, as I imagine, go right back to Nashville. Take the bullhorn, and we'll see more of them.
All right. Do we have our fire extinguishers outside the news bunker today? Do we,
no.
Just in case.
And Todd, can I take the Cadillac down there? Yeah. I don't want to take my car. Yours is bulletproof.
You're not taking that caddy downtown.
You've had to weaponize yours for the war zone, which is Memphis.
Oh, my word. All right. Ben Dieter from our great radio affiliate flagship station, KWAM. And I know that, Ben, just keep us updated. Any new developments? Good work there. Good journalism. All right. Well, folks, this is what we're dealing with. And it's sad, but this is a microcosm of what's happening all over America. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Congresswoman Mary Miller out of Illinois. She has fired off a letter to the Defense Department. She wants to know exactly why Catholics are being targeted. We're going to be talking with her. Also, Congressman Dan Bishop from North Carolina. The Biden administration now recommending no jail time for transgender terrorists who vandalized a Catholic church. Man, it is war on Catholics out there. What's up with that? All right, your calls as well, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
At Lowe's, it's the final days to save on top outdoor power equipment during Spring Fest. Save now on the latest in cordless outdoor power with Ego, only at Lowe's. For a limited time only, get $50 off Ego's Select Cut 21-inch self-propelled lawnmower. And save $20 on Select Ego 15 and 16-inch string trimmers. Don't miss out. Spring Fest deals at Lowe's won't last. Valid through 4/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, let's get to it, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Our telephone number, if you would like to call in, 844-747-8868. Do you believe the Biden administration has declared war on religious liberty in America? 844-747-8868. Now, last week, we told you the story about Walter Reed Military Medical Center. They sent a cease and desist letter to the Holy Name College Friary. This is a group of Catholic priests, and they've been ministering for almost 20 years at that hospital. And they were told just before Holy Week, you are no longer welcome here. But thankfully, we have some members of Congress who are not afraid to stand up and defend religious liberty. One of those individuals writing a letter to the Secretary of Defense demanding answers, Congresswoman Mary Miller from Illinois. Mary, good to have you back with us.
Well, thank you for having me, and I so appreciate how you are bringing truth to light for the American people. They've given up on the media and podcasts and news sources like yours are so important. Thank you so much.
Well, you're kind to say that, and we're happy to stand alongside you and your colleagues in this fight. I'm curious what information you want to get from the Secretary of Defense.
Yes, well, I wrote a letter to Biden's Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, and I was joined by 25 other members of Congress to demand, we want answers. Number one, we want to know why they chose Easter weekend. Why did they do this, especially during Holy Week? We want to know why they denied priests and then turned around the priests that have been there for like two decades and then turned around and awarded some, we don't know who it is, for-profit secular organization to minister to the Christian service people. And this is just a continuing of the Biden administration attacking our foundation of faith and family. And I tell people all the time, I quote my friend Erwin Lutzer, the former pastor of Moody Church in Chicago. He says, evil never retreats on its own, only when it's confronted by a more powerful force, and we cannot be passive. If anything, I hope these things are waking the American people up.
I do too, Congresswoman, and I'm a big fan of Erwin Lutzer, and I've had a chance to share the podium and platform with him a number of times over the years, and we need that kind of thinking on Capitol Hill. And I know it's difficult at times to stand up to the mob, but we have to do it. And when you look at what's been happening up on Capitol Hill lately, I'm talking about Jim Jordan. He was on the show yesterday. The FBI conducting covert operations within Catholic parishes, it really does cause you to wonder, what in the world is going on?
Well, this is insane. There's no justification for going after Catholics or for regular Americans, for that matter. I mean, the federal government has weaponized itself against the American people from the day that Joe Biden took office. He has shown that he is not sympathetic to the average American. I mean, shutting down American Energy Independence, going after parents that show up at school board meetings, causing rampant inflation and then being flippant about the impact it has on people, and now denying the First Amendment rights that our service members have to have access to religious counsel. These priests, not just priests, but pastors, have been with our troops, you know, throughout our history, in our darkest days and toughest battles, to minister to our service members. And this is just outrageous.
It is. And it reminds me, going back to the Obama years, our good friend Tony Perkins from Family Research Council, American Family Association, a lot of well-respected Christian ministries and organizations were labeled as domestic hate groups by the Obama administration. And that's when, as soon as I heard about what happened at Walter Reed and then the FBI and the infiltration of the Catholic churches, I shuddered, because it just reminded me this may very well be that third term of the Obama administration.
Oh, absolutely. I tell people that when I travel in my district, I remind them, or I'll ask, you know, how many of you remember when Barack Obama said his dream was to fundamentally transform America? Well, Joe Biden is his third term, and this woke agenda, this attack on faith and family, is his transformation. And the other thing, it's my opinion that in order to get to transform us, they have to make us weak people. And, you know, they want us to be weak spiritually, weak intellectually, weak physically. I mean, they want us to eat mealworm burgers and bugs, let's face it. And weak relationally, they're causing division in our country, and they're going to use this against us. So I think we need to push back against them. They're not going to stop.
Congresswoman Mary Miller from Illinois on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Congresswoman, have you had a chance just to sit back and think, and maybe you know the answer to this question, why is it that the Democrats are so determined to silence people of faith and to marginalize the church's role in the public sector?
Well, it makes us strong people. I mean, when you tell children that they came from pond scum or cosmic dust, I mean, and then they're depressed and they end up with record suicide rates and they're floundering, it makes people weak, and they know it. And so they're going to go after it. And it's fundamental to our country. And also, they want no rules. They have abused the American people, and they've abused our laws because they want to be rogue and do whatever. And they are trying to demand that the rest of us join them in denying reality that there is no God.
When you think about all of the attacks and so many dumpster fires burning in this administration, you have Black Lives Matter declaring war on the nuclear family in America. You have critical race theory, which tells people that that there are the oppressed and the oppressors. And in essence, they're saying that God made a mistake when he created a certain color of people, white people, as the oppressors. When you look at the transgender movement, they're saying God made a mistake when they made you a boy and you think you're a girl. And so it seems to me that all of these attacks on the culture can go right back to the heart of who we are as a Christian people.
And they don't represent Americans in the majority, but Americans have, I think, they have gotten so dismayed that they say, I don't want to know. And that's what they want. They want us to be uninformed. They want us to be indifferent, and they want us to be afraid. And I want to tell people we have too much to lose. My husband and I are expecting our 20th grandchild, and I'm heavily invested in the future for our country. What are we leaving our children? I want to remind people that it's not over until it's over. George Washington did not win that many battles, but he ultimately ended up winning because he refused to quit. And we cannot quit. I want to encourage people that our constitutional and Christian ideas are better than their ideas, and that we should be confident and joyful and push back.
I love it. I love it. Well, Congresswoman, I always enjoy having you on the program, and we appreciate you fighting back. And I know so many of our listeners are going to stand alongside you in that fight, too.
Well, thank you. It's an honor. You have a great day.
All right. Congresswoman Mary Miller from the great state of Illinois, the land of Lincoln. And she's right, you know. We have to be willing to stand up and fight. And, yeah, we're going to lose a lot of battles, but at the end of the day, we can win this war if we stand up and fight. But is this not a head-scratcher? I mean, Joe Biden's a Catholic, for crying out loud. And yet he's directed his administration to declare war on the Catholic faith. And that makes me wonder. They're going after the largest religious denomination in the entire nation right now. And if they are successful in shutting down Catholic churches and silencing Catholics, then by golly, we could be in big trouble as a nation. By the way, just to let you know, the Justice Department has decided not to go after a transgender terrorist who vandalized a church. They don't consider that to be a crime. When the transgender mob went after Riley Gaines at San Francisco State University, they did not consider that to be a crime. So you just need to understand what's going on here, folks. We are literally in a war for our country, and at the root of it all is the attack on Christianity in America. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Check it out.
You lifted your car?
Yep. Refinanced my auto loan with Navy Federal Credit Union. Put the money I saved towards an 18-inch lift kit. Pretty sweet, huh?
It's a minivan.
Well, now it's a megavan.
Dad, I can't get down.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we're here to help our members save toward their goals. Whatever they may be, Navy Federal Credit Union, our members are the mission.
Wow. The Republican governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, a rhino, he's in favor of red flag laws and making it tougher to get a gun in this state, refuses to back the Republican lawmakers who expelled those two lawmakers who tried to incite a riot. That's pathetic. Just pathetic. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. James in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Hi, James. What's going on?
Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm just kind of weigh in on what's going on with this transgenderism right now. I know we got two Republican governors right now in North Dakota and South Dakota that have signed into law that you cannot compete in women's sports if you're a transgender male. So I think we need to take it a step further. This thing just needs to be it needs to be against the law, period, in my opinion.
What needs to be against the law? Transgenderism?
Yeah.
So
crazy.
How would you do that? How would you do that, James? How would you criminalize transgenderism?
Well, you're either born a male or a female. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
There's no way around it, and you can't just wake up one morning and say that you're a male. That you can't just wake up one morning and say, "Oh, I just want to be a female today," because it just doesn't simply work like that. Because God made us the way He made us, and we just need to be happy who we are. And it's starting to be a threat. It threatens people in our society, and they're in San Francisco State University. And they're getting more bold with how they do things and attacking people. And it's starting to get so bad now, I think there needs to be a law against it.
James, we're gonna take that to the audience, and I want to hear from our audience if they believe like you that transgenderism should actually be against the law. Folks, give us a call, 844-747-8868. Again, that's a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Folks, the issue for me is not transgenderism because, again, I believe God made male and female. The problem I've got is when you try to force that agenda, when you try to force transgenderism on children, when you try to confuse children. And I've contended for a long time now that the ultimate goal of the sex and gender revolutionaries is to completely eradicate everything, and you're in a literally a genderless society. By the way, speaking of that, Anheuser-Busch suffering millions and hundreds of millions of dollars in losses. This is over at the Gateway Pundit. The headline, Anheuser-Busch suffers astounding $3 billion loss. While Bud Light's new brand ambassador, Dylan Mulvaney, whines and blames consumers. He says, they don't understand me. Oh, we understand you. You're a man wearing a sports bra who thinks he's a girl. We get it. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. The guy's just not healthy. He's really not healthy, and he needs help. Instead, you've got Budweiser and you've got Nike. You've got all these other products, and they're celebrating Dylan Mulvaney pretending to be a woman for 365 days. Country music star Travis Tritt deleting Anheuser-Busch products from his store. We already told you about Kid Rock and John Rich now banning the beer from his bar in downtown Nashville. According to the Gateway Pundit, the company was worth $132 billion on March 31st, now down to $129 billion. Anheuser-Busch, meanwhile, is standing by Dylan Mulvaney. They really don't care what you think. And Anheuser-Busch seems to think that there are so many transgender people in America, they're going to be able to survive without any of you heterosexual people drinking their beer anymore. All right. Well, that's their right as a company. Let's go to Dave in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hi, Dave. What's going on?
Wow, what a pleasure to be on your show, Todd. Just want to weigh in on the Biden administration's attack on religious liberty question that you posed earlier on the broadcast. I think when we look at it that way, we miss the broader point in Scripture that we are in a spiritual warfare. And our political system and any part of it that is involved in this war is just a small component of the spiritual warfare that we are involved in. Every single one of us is a combatant. And that's really what I thought of when you posed that question.
Yeah, I think there is a spiritual component to all of this. I think the whole thing is really spiritual. I think all of the problems we're facing, Dave, really do go back to the issue of your faith. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in the teachings of the Holy Bible? And that's really where we've gotten off track here. I frequently quote John Adams, our second president, who said our Constitution is wholly inadequate for anyone other than a moral and religious people. And so when you look at what they have done in our nation, the atheist and the secularist, They've really damaged this country by removing faith from the public arena. And I think that's why we're faltering. You know, we're sort of swaying right now as a country.
We're not putting on the full armor is part of the issue.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
We're vulnerable. And so we need to put on that full armor. You know, the interesting thing, if I can change gears to that last guy that was talking about how making it illegal, and it's simple. You're born male and female. That's God's law. So if you claim to be anything other than that, it's fraud.
There you go. It is. Well, it is fraud. All right. Dave, appreciate that call. We got to run for a break here. By the way, there are some people now saying that all you folks that are boycotting Anheuser-Busch, you're going to be drinking that beer in a month as soon as the news cycle quits. Is that true? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We are monitoring developments in Memphis, Tennessee. National news all here. Whether or not they're going to burn down the city if Justin Pearson doesn't go back to Nashville. We'll keep an eye on that. Stick around, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring, like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Just a reminder that Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they're out there fighting for our freedom every single day, and they have a great, great cell phone service. They also have some special deals just for listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program, and I would encourage you to go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Use my promo code. They're going to give you free premier activation. They're going to throw in a free gift, and if you are a veteran or a first responder, they're going to give you additional discounts. Again, that's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from the great state of North Carolina, the 8th Congressional District, Congressman Dan Bishop joins us. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Doing okay. Recovering from a torn Achilles tendon and surgery I had from that, Todd, but doing great.
Oh, that's not good, but I'm glad you're back up and at it. And Congressman, a lot of news to cover with you, including this report that the Biden administration is not going to recommend jail time for these individuals who vandalized a Catholic church. What's going on here?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, Todd. The line of stories never seems to stop. The drip, drip, the connect the dots, in which anyone who crosses the left lines in any way receives the full weight of federal law enforcement. But the if you're a leftist, you do something horrible, it never seems to land on you. And so this story of the guy, a trans vandal of Catholic Church out in Seattle, supposed to be eligible for jail time, but DOJ recommends none at all.
And it's kind of shocking because we have certainly seen this administration go after pro-lifers. They've been breaking down their doors in the dark of night, terrorizing people, and nobody's ever been charged. Charges have actually been dropped in many of those cases. And here you have a transgender person, 31 years old, vandalized St. Louis Catholic Church in Bellevue, Washington. This was after the Roe v. Wade decision at the Supreme Court. So I think to your point, there really is a double standard here.
Sure. Yeah, everybody remembers Mark Houck, the pro-life activist. He's defending his kid at an abortion clinic from another leftist activist and gets tried for, you know, on charges that were felonies that would result in a 10-year jail sentence, but had to be acquitted by the jury for the Justice Department. I mean, they were really after it. But this guy in Seattle, pretty serious activity. I mean, destroyed a statue of the Virgin Mary and assaulted a church worker there, resisted arrest, profane graffiti. And I think in resisting arrest through smashed a police car's windshield or something with a container of spray paint cans. So, you know, pretty aggressive graffiti or pretty aggressive vandalism, directed hate crime oriented stuff, right? Directed against a religion, content showing hostility to religion, but DOJ is content to see him get probation. So we see this going on all the time, Todd. That's a significant aspect of what the weaponization select subcommittee that Jim Jordan chairs underneath the Judiciary Committee in the House, we're trying to root out. You've seen indications even in the DOJ of the radical traditionalist Catholics they've identified and written papers about, and the latest revelation there was they're sort of trying to find or trying to get informants inside the Catholic Church to root out people they say are too extreme, but But all of their hostility is focused on the religious and those who are antagonistic to religion and religious rights skate.
Well, no doubt about that. And we just had Congresswoman Mary Miller on, and she, among others, wrote a letter to the Pentagon. And it's our understanding now that the orders to remove the Catholic priest from Walter Reed Medical Center came directly from the Pentagon. And it makes you wonder why the hostility, and especially since Joe Biden himself professes to be a Catholic.
Yeah, he professes to be, but doesn't show really any inclination to defend those who earnestly exercise their faith, Catholic or otherwise. So I don't know the answer, Todd, except, I mean, you don't want to, I don't mean to exercise people or get them riled up over nothing, but we just see the, as I said, the collection of evidence that goes on, these incidents that over the, when you could take them in their totality, you cannot deny that our law enforcement agencies at the federal level seem disposed in one direction, and they are not sympathetic to people exercising their religious faith.
All right, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Dan Bishop from North Carolina. Congressman, another big story. It's our understanding there are reports out there that the Biden administration pressured the FDA over COVID booster approval. What's going on?
Well, this is a story that David Thomas Massey, my colleague from Kentucky, on the Judiciary Committee and also on the Select Subcommittee on Weaponization, sent a letter to FDA officials, resigned back in 2021. I guess they were because the White House was pressuring the FDA to move ahead on approval of boosters and not leaving that schedule to the FDA in terms of its decision making. So their politicization of the COVID vaccination regime, that was something we saw at various points all along. Thomas has focused on these two individuals and the point that they departed in dissension based on the fact that they thought it was being politicized. He's going to look into that carefully and has sent a letter, probably as generally as we're working the first step to subpoena if necessary in order to dig in and get the details. Thomas has been fantastic on this politicization of the vaccination, and everyone will remember the mandates and so forth that were beyond President Biden's authority, but he didn't hesitate to force it through.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate your good work and hope you have a speedy recovery.
Thank you, Todd. I'll be back in action.
All right. Congressman Dan Bishop, everybody, from the great state of North Carolina. We have some breaking news and rather disturbing news coming out of Memphis, Tennessee. Now, at this hour, the Shelby County Commission is gathered to decide whether or not to send Justin Pearson back to the state capitol. There is a Republican minority on the county commission, and it's our understanding that only one Republican, a female, bothered to even show up today. And we're being told, our sources are being told, that the Republicans on the commission were advised not to attend today's vote because of fears over their safety. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is an incredibly disturbing development here, because now in Memphis, Tennessee, they're telling Republican elected leaders, you don't show up, and if you do, we may not be able to guarantee your safety. What does that tell you about the radical left? You think this is going to be on the national news, that Republicans were bullied and harassed into submission, that they were threatened and they were told, if you dare show up and vote, something may happen to you? Do you see what's going on in this country right now? Quite frankly, if I were a member of the Shelby County Commission and I had gotten that message, I would have shown up and I would have been armed. Do not be bullied, Republicans. Do not be bullied. Why do you think we're in the position we're in as a country? We cannot cower in fear. We've got to stand up to these people because they're just bullies. And folks, when you stand up to the bully, yeah, they're going to yell and scream and curse at you and call you names. But when you stand up to the bully, they're going to back down. I'm telling you, they're going to back down. So what's happening today is not fair. But if I were the Republicans and I'm elected, I'm getting my butt to that county commission. Republicans, you got to figure this out because this is not going to work. And this is why we've got to have Donald Trump back in the White House. He's got to teach these Republicans how to fight, how to have a backbone of steel. Don't back down. Do not be bullied by these Democrats. Don't be bullied by the mob. Now, maybe I'm off base here, and if I am, I want you to call in. But I'm sick of this. I am sick of Republicans surrendering. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. We'll go to the phones coming up after this break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stern's Radio Show. Folks, I'm sorry. This whole thing is a little personal for me, this situation happening in Memphis, Tennessee. Just moments ago, the Shelby County Commission voted to send Justin Pearson back to the state capitol. So it's a done deal. It's over. The vote was 7-0. Ladies and gentlemen, not a single elected Republican was in the room to vote. Not a one. What does that tell you? What does that tell you about the state of the Republican Party? What does it tell you about conservatives? I'm curious, you people in the Memphis area, are you okay with this? Are you okay with your Republican leadership? I mean, people are donating hundreds and thousands of dollars to these people to run for office, to represent them, and to not show up for one of the most important votes in the entire nation. The entire national media is in Memphis today. I don't know. Maybe people were afraid they were going to burn down the city. My understanding is that some of the Republicans were threatened. They said, if you show up, we cannot guarantee your safety. Okay, well, that's called mob rule. If that's the case, bring out the police, bring out the state troopers. Heck, I would even imagine that people from the suburbs would be more than willing to stand guard around their elected leaders at that commission meeting. If that in fact was the case, I don't know. But at some point you have to ask yourself, what's the point of it? What is the point of being a Republican if you're just gonna not show up? Who does that? Not a single Republican. It's overwhelming. And it's disappointing. I gave money to a lot of those people on their campaigns. And they don't even have the courage to show up and vote. What does that say about Republicans in America? 844-747-8868. That's our number. By the way, what does it say? And I know of at least one Democrat who's enraged over all of this. Disgusted by Justin Pearson's behavior. The guy's a fraud. A race-baiting fraud. Why did that Democrat vote in favor of sending this guy back? Because everybody apparently is scared of the mob. I'm not scared of the mob. You know why? Because I was raised to do the right thing. I was raised to stand up for my principles, not back down. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. But we're going to get through this, and we're going to find, you know what? There's got to be some conservative Republicans out there in Memphis, Tennessee. There's got to be conservative Republicans all over America who are willing to stand up, who are willing to do the right thing, even in the face of adversity, even in the face of threats. You got people out there, Republicans, pay attention now. You got Republicans out there and they're threatening you. And they say, if you show up for the commission meeting, we're going to harm you. You know what you do? You bring a gun. As long as you're a law-abiding gun owner. Bring a taser. Bring a baseball bat. You do what you have to do your duty. And if you're an elected official, you show up for the damn meetings. What's wrong with you people? Shameful. But by golly, there's a Republican cocktail party down at the country club. Holy crap, you could have 8 feet of snow on the ground and they'd get their butts there. Excuse my language, but it's true. I normally do not get this flustered, but today I'm a little flustered. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, I'm not flustered. I'm just disgusted. Just disgusted. Shame on you Republicans. And by the way, shame on the Republicans up at the Tennessee State Capitol because they're letting all these people come back. What was the point of all of this? A national embarrassment. Smearing all of us as racist when in fact they are the racists themselves. I just don't get it. But you know what? We're going to keep fighting the good fight here on this radio program. And we're going to call these Republicans out every single day. And maybe, just maybe, there are some good, God-fearing, patriotic conservatives who need to be running for office. Because I'm telling you, this is the last time I'm giving money to the Republicans. I can tell you that much right now. But I'm really aggravated by this. All right. Wow. Folks, I want to encourage you. We've got tons of stories over on the website. Interviews. If you missed that Mary Miller interview, you gotta get it. You can go to our podcast free of charge, and we're happy to get that for you. Download the podcast. Get our free newsletter. We're going to be providing you with news and information that you're not going to get anywhere else. You may not like my commentary. You may like my commentary. But one thing you can guarantee, it's what I believe. It's truly what I believe. All right, we got to get out of here. Folks, it's been a great day, and we're going to do this all over again tomorrow. Look, I will be in a better mood tomorrow. I will promise you, but this is incredibly frustrating what's been happening here. And I would not wish this on any other people in the country. But if you're a Republican and a conservative, we could sure use your help right now in Memphis, Tennessee, and in Shelby County. And heck, in the entire state. Just unbelievable. Also want to remind you that we are pushing the book Culture Jihad. I would encourage you, get over there, get yourself a copy of the book at Amazon. Folks, today we think we're going to be able to hit, you know, the top best-selling book in the nation, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. It's available, again, wherever you get your books, but we'd love for you to go to Amazon. Help us make that book the number one book in America. This is a book, and hear me on this, that explains everything, what's been happening in this country and where this country is going. And I would encourage you to get yourself a copy, buy one for your church library while you're at it. All right, folks, it's been a tough day here on the program, but I do want to say thank you to all of you true conservative Republicans out there. You fight the good fight. Do not be discouraged. We're going to live to fight another day. And shame on all you cowards out there who cannot even do your duty. Shame on you. All right, be good, America.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on everything you need for spring. Like 50 to 60% off suits, blazers, and pants from his favorite designers. Buy more, save more during the Great Shoe Sale. Get 40% off two or more pairs, 30% off one pair. And get 30 to 70% off fine jewelry during our Diamond Sale. Plus, download the free Macy's app today for even more lowest prices of the season. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.